how the Food as Medicine movement helps farmers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community, and while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Locally grown food is perfect for the Food as Medicine movement. Fresh food is generally a healthier option, according to Paula Martin, who works with the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities in Traverse City, Michigan.
We understand that local food and farming systems help keep money locally. It promotes health significantly, and we really do want to preserve farmland.
Martin says the Groundwork Center works to serve multiple locales around Michigan, and that's good for farmers in those areas.
We support farmers by finding markets for them and getting locally grown food into our food access and emergency programs. We make sure it's equitably distributed.
Martin says healthy foods options are becoming more of a staple in the healthcare arena.
The state of Michigan will be launching in June part of their Medicaid health plans in lieu of medical services. And that does cover prescriptions for produce programs, medically tailored meal programs, medically tailored groceries, and then healthy food boxes.
Martin was participating in a recent Farm Foundation forum on food, health, and agricultural innovation. You can find a link to a recording on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And I'll have more from that event tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.